Hi, good evening, everybody. Stephen Shear. We'll discuss the topic of giving gifts on Shabbos. Many of us wonder and question whether it's permitted to give a gift, whether it's for the sake of the Shabbos meal or not, birthday presents, and the gamut of presents that one may give during the week. The propriety of giving them on Shabbos will be the topic for discussion this evening. The Gemara Rishonim explained that it's usher to engage in business practices on Shabbos because the Gzeirah Shem Yichtov, we are concerned that there's a decree that one may wind up writing. Kosev, writing on Shabbos, one of the Lamatas Melachos. The Chazal also included a Surei Derabanan, lest one come to write. So it's prohibited, for example, to borrow something on a long-term basis. When one borrows something on a long-term basis, there's a concern that one might write down who the borrower is. Transferring any level of ownership as well is also problematic because of the Gzeirah Shem Yichtov. We're concerned that one will write that down as well. To Pastin Shilos, Bazin, can't rule on Shabbos for the reason that maybe the writing will be written down. To measure and to weigh items on Shabbos is also permitted because one may come to write down the measurement itself. Therefore, the Magen Avraham explained in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shevav that not only is this true when it comes to engaging in business practices, is there a concern that maybe one will come to write something down, but the Magen Avraham extends this gzeira to giving gifts on Shabbos as well. And Magen Avraham writes and explains that giving gifts on Shabbos and in a way resembles a transaction. In the language of the Magen Avraham, Dami Lemekach Umemkar Shariyotze Mirshuso. The transaction of a gift on Shabbos and the fact that it's going from the hands of the benefactor to the hands of the recipient is similar to a business transaction. Shariyotze Mirshuso. It leaves the Rishus. It leaves the space and place and ownership of the benefactor and goes into the hands of the recipient, and therefore on some level it falls under the category of a Gzeirah Shem Yichtov, with concern that one will come to write something down. Now, clearly there are different levels of gifts. If one gifts a car, a home, a piece of real estate, so there's a deed, and there clearly there's a greater concern that one will ultimately write something down. The deed is required, the paperwork is required, and there one can argue that's quite similar to any regular business transaction. When it comes to giving a dollar, a car to one's child, or a present to one's wife, where there the likelihood of writing anything down or that there is a similarity to any level of business transaction is certainly lower, and we'll have to see if there's going to be a difference in the type of gift that is being given. But nonetheless, the Magen Avraham does write this permitted. He ushers giving gifts on Shabbos based upon the opinion of Mordechai. Mordechai is in the second parak of Masechta Beitza. And the Magen Avraham, based upon the Mordechai, writes that this is a problem when it comes to the common custom of giving the bar mitzvah boy and the chasen and the kala presents on Shabbos, which is customary, clearly already in the times of Rishonim. And the Mordechai and the Magen Avraham writes that this practice is inappropriate and that giving gifts to a chasen, to a kala, to a bar mitzvah boy, bat mitzvah girl, is something that should not take place because giving gifts on Shabbos is usher, as it's Dome to Mekach and Memkar. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Brura cites the opinion of the Magen Avraham, it's quoted from Shin Vav, Sif Katam Am Gimel, and the Mishnah Brura has no qualms and no citations of other Achronim who argue on the Magen Avraham. And if one simply reads the Mishnah Brura and follows the position of the Magen Avraham, based upon the Mordechai, one gets the impression that there is no two ways about it, but giving gifts on Shabbos is absolutely prohibited. However, there is a Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is a very, very heavyweight posek, and the Beis Meir is founded in Ebenezer, Sun Memchef. The Beis Meir argues